The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coach Raheem Morris. All right. Tough one last week. We gotta turn the page, but I know a lot of Falcon fans know and want to know what I'm about to ask you, and that is, are you concerned about young Wei Koo?
I feel like I've answered this about 3 million times, but not at all. You know, it's like I said it right after the game, but you know, Steph Curry has off nights, and you know, Klay Thompson have off nights, and they keep shooting. You know, I watched Steph shoot an air ball last night in his game, and actually hit the game winner when it counted. And like, that's how I feel about Koo. Like, Koo's one of those guys who's going to shoot, and he's a shooter, and he's been shooting for us for a long time, and he's got way too much money in my emotional bank account for me to get down on him for one game. And that's just the truth of the matter.
I know that everybody goes through it. Justin Tucker with the Ravens, you know, you're not going to comment on another team's player, but we can just say that he's one of the best in the business. He's having an off year by his standards. So guys, go through it. Matt Bryant went through a patch back in the day with us. But I mean, but how do you help?
That's funny you say Matt Bryant.
Right.
The only reason Matt Bryant ended up being Atlanta Falcons because he had one small day like that in Tampa.
Right.
He left us in Tampa, and I came down here to join him down here to watch the second part of his career just be outstanding, as good as almost the first part of his career. So it's like, that's why you can't have the overreactions when days like that happen for skill set people, pitchers, kickers, shooters.
Right.
Those are different deals. And like, those are things that they work through for the most part. And I told the media today, man, I said, we're going to ride Young Wei Koo till the wheels fall off.
Okay.
And that's our guy.
It's just because it's such a psychological thing, and nobody does it. So nobody can really kind of handicap it. What do you and Marquise do to help him out?
Nothing.
Okay.
stay out of his way. Marquise knows a lot more, obviously, about the technical aspect than I do. But the whole deal is with Young Wei Koo just getting back to his rhythm, his routine, his rhythm, and what he has to do. Getting back to hitting it is like a golf swing. I can't do that either, and neither can most of us, right? But it's like going out there, going out to getting repetitive work and being able to get that stuff back in line and go lock in and really just wait for your next opportunity to go kick it so you can make it, so you can stop all the noise.
Coach Raheem Morris with us, guys, here on Dukes and Bell. Coach, we run 481 yards. We outgained them, I'm talking about the Saints, 468 to 365. You look at some of these numbers and you go, we really dominated the game, but we didn't win the game. What is your message there when you look at this kind of stuff? And I know for you, stats are for nerds, but at the end of the day.
Not nerds.
Oh, okay.
Losers.
Losers. Thank you. But you look at these numbers and you go, we actually dominated the game. Well, how do you look at that?
That's the definition of what I mean by stats are for losers, right? Mm-hmm. Those things don't matter. It's all about winning the football game. And we went and played a football game where we did enough to win on offense. We did enough to win on defense. We didn't do enough to win on special teams when it comes to the kicking phase. And you can't just come out and say that's the case, that's why you lost. No, you go find ways to do more on defense, to not give up the long touchdown passes, to not give up the two explosives. You go find ways on offense where you fall short in the red zone, have to kick field goals and potentially get them blocked or whatever the case may be. You find ways to win the football game no matter what. I don't care anything about stats. I know we all fall in love with this as part of our generation. It's part of what we've become. I know it's made us a bunch of money when it comes to
the metrics.
You know,
yeah.
All the metrics and all those things. They're fun. Don't get me wrong. But when it comes to actually winning football games and team and how you go play games, they're for losers, man. And like, We got to find a way to win that football game.
I want to follow up on the explosive plays. We've done a great job of not giving them up. Coach, was that blown coverages? What happened on those two particular plays?
It was not a blown coverage. It was a great execution by New Orleans on the quick snap on third down, and I believe 6 or 7 on the medium, and got guys lined up quick, got us in position, got them out of position to man coverage, scored a touchdown. And then the other one was just a man-to-man loss. You know, man-to-man loss on the sideline.
Did the pre-snap motion do anything on that one?
My man, no, that was less pre-snap motion. That was just a man-to-man loss. It was a really good catch, you know, by Van Deskamp. No one took any away from his game. But, you know, those two big plays were different in the game. No different in the kicks, right? Two big plays or the kicks, whatever the case may be, or, you know, not getting the opportunities in the red zone that we could have made instead of getting the penalties and scoring touchdowns. You know, it's just so many things in the game that come up that you got to harp on and be ready to go out there and finish off those opportunities. And that's where the stats get confusing.
It's Raheem Morris with us, guys, inside the Ticketmaster Studios, live here at Falcons, our weekly visit. Yeah, it's just frustrating because it seemed like the offense, you know, they struggled a little bit, and they really got things going. The throw to Pitts, that Bijan runs, one of the best Falcon runs I've ever seen, where he loses his balance and he runs away from the defense. So it just seems like things were flowing. And then was it missed penalties and just lack of execution, you think, at the end of the day that hurt us?
No, you know, actually in the red zone, a couple of times, it feels like forever ago, but at the couple of times, it feels like we jumped off sides one time and overcame that penalty, and then we got down there again and we got another penalty. We missed an opportunity on a route distribution deal in the red zone, so we ended up settling for the field goal attempt a couple of times. Things of that nature happened. Like, they just sputtered out in the red zone. That hadn't happened in the last couple of weeks. We're not accustomed to that. But I think we were 1-for-3 in the red zone. And when we get down there, we have been scoring, and we've been able to run it in, you know, pretty consistently. Even the touchdown that we did get in the run, came on the 4th-and-1, which was 3 plays of lack of execution before we got in there and got to have a moment. But you know, those are the things where we got to be better. Those are the things we got to be to close out teams, and that's why I expect our guys to stand up and go win. Like, yeah, if I had a 5th down on that 3rd down and 1, I was going for it. It didn't matter. That's a mentality play. Like, you go score, and yes, we're going to call the same play. You know,
right? We're running the same thing. Let's just execute it. Coach, we're at a point in the season, you could say this about a lot of teams, inconsistent, right? Mm. Win a few, lose a few. You could say that's the NFL. How do you feel about our team right now when you look at how consistent we can be at moments and then lapses like last week where we can be inconsistent? And how do you try to fix those things? Because that's what you're trying to get to as we head towards the end of the season and certainly towards the playoffs.
You just don't feel like it's a lapse when you lose a 1-possession game. I think that's the National Football League. You know, you would say a lapse was our Seattle game. We got out of whack. We couldn't get back in the groove. This game was a start slow. Definitely picked it up a lot faster than we thought. We matched the energy. We got the urgency back in. We made it a game. We hit the big-time play to Mooney. Hit 2 big-time plays to Mooney, getting the 1. The defense picked it up. Got a bunch of 3-and-outs in the second half. We uncharacteristically – I'll mess this word up – uncharacteristically messed up, you know, 3 field goal opportunities.
Right.
And that just doesn't happen. And when that happens, those things come back to bite you and it hurts you.
Right.
So, like, I wouldn't say it was that exactly. I wouldn't put my finger there. It is just about finding ways to win those games, particularly on the road, in division, with a chance to close out a team that just gave us a bunch of opportunities, and we didn't capitalize.
It was just strange things all game as Raheem Morris is with us, like when Bijan got his legs tangled with McGarry, and I think that was a Cam Jordan sack on that one.
It was 2 of those.
Yeah, and it's just because we talk about the great job they've done protecting Kirk, but all of a sudden that happened.
You know, we got 3 sacks in a day, and 2 of them we tripped our own guys. and you know, I feel for those moments because obviously those are small little detail technique errors, too wide, too short, too whatever, releasing through the wrong gap, whatever the case may be, mm-hmm. clipping up an elbow. And those things happen within a game of footwork, but I don't know if you guys remember me saying the good, the bad, the ugly.
Right, yep.
Well, when you run into a player and give up a sack, that's ugly.
Yeah.
When you trip a guy, that's ugly. You know, when you uncharacteristically do some things like that, those are the things. When you get it blocked,
yeah,
that's ugly. You know, a lot's got to go wrong to get it blocked, as you know, with the operation and what happens in the field goal. So, like, if you eliminate those 3 big, ugly plays, man, you're talking about a whole different deal.
Coach is brought to you by the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center here on Dukes and Bell. You came in, we were talking and joking around about therapy because this is what it is for us each and every week as we talk to fans and kind of go through the process of, you know, our feelings, being in our feels, Coach.
It's a tough loss. It's a tough loss for you, I have to tell you.
No doubt. But with that said, the good news is we get to flip the script and move on, and that is going to be Sunday against the Broncos. So first thing is health. How are we looking? What's the deal for health?
I don't know who's healthy right now at this time of the year, but it is what it is, right? We got guys out there that's going out there playing, you know, somewhat, not at the top strength that we talk about, which we know, like guys like Troy and things of that nature. And we go through these weeks and we figure out as we go through it how good we're going to be. And then I can't wait to get to tomorrow's practice to get it physical and let these guys put the pads on and be able to go do some things, then run around a little bit on Friday. And you feel better by Saturday, get out there and you play the game and let's go, right? But here's a big time one for us before our bye to go back and really rest, recover, and get some people back and do some different things and find ways to get even more healthy for the stretch run, man. But the most important thing is getting this one.
Right.
That's the most important thing.
Road game at altitude, if that means anything. But the pass rush. And Bo Nix, man, that dude moves around. I mean, he's still learning on the job. So, the obvious thing is to try to throw some things at him that he hasn't seen. But what do you see on tape from him? Because he looks like he's getting
That's clearly the thing that jumps off tape to you. You know, his ability to scramble and run the football. Like, I always knew he could move around the pocket and do different things. But him running away from people this year has been really impressive. And, like, he's done a nice job of that. You know, Sean does a great job of getting his quarterbacks easy completions. And he's giving him reads that he can absolutely handle. And when it's not there, when it breaks down, he's been able to run away from a lot of good defenses. So we got to go out there and contain this guy and keep him in the pocket. And you got to tackle him when we have opportunities. He's got some big-time runs. I don't know if – what is he, second in the league in rushing from quarterback standpoint?
Yeah, I think you're right. As far as – and that number's not surprising. I'm more surprised about just how well composed he's been, you know, considering being a rookie. Rod, you've been in the league a long time.
I'm less surprised by the composure because I got a chance to meet him through the draft process.
Oh, really? What did you think?
I thought he was a very composed kid, a guy that can handle it, a guy that can go out and play almost immediately, you know, and if you had to figure some things out, obviously he'll go to some learning curve, which he is going through, and I'm sure he's having a ball doing it.
Yeah, that's interesting. You've been in the league a long time. Going to Denver, you were with the Rams, you guys played out there a lot. Like, is it a big deal? Is it different than other places around the league because of the things we talk about?
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
About or not really.
You know, it hits everybody differently. And then obviously, from a coach's standpoint, you always talk about your guys with the sickle cell trait. That affects you in altitude. People that have altitude poisoning. You know, obviously we got medications you can take beforehand when you get there, things of that nature. And we'll take all the necessary steps to be prepared for that. You know, just not being used to that stuff. But for the most part, since I've been there, I haven't run into the problem. You know, I just happen to know Ryan Clark very well.
Right.
And know about the situation that happened with him.
Sure,
so
sure.
You're always going to pay more attention to that detail. We went out there with Tevin Coleman, who also had sickle cell. And right. We were able to pay, and he had his best game ever in Denver, if you remember.
That's right, he did.
And it's just like one of those things where as long as you are aware of it and can pay attention and know what's going on, and fortunately we learned the lesson from Mr. Clark that, you know, we know how to take care of it.
Right. Their pass rush is pretty stout. I mean, the offensive line, so expect the guys to come in, use Bijan, Pitts at times. Everyone's going to have to chip in, literally to chip, to get these guys off of Kirk.
You know, that's kind of been a plan throughout the whole year. And, like, we talked about Bijan's ability to pass pro a bunch on this show and in press conferences and everything else, and it's really impressive. Probably the most underrated thing that he does, you know, believe it or not. But really confident in our O-line. This D-line absolutely has pass rushes across the board. It can get after the quarterback, and we got a big challenge ahead of us, and I look forward to our guys standing up and being ready to deal.
Coach Ra, before we let you go, what do you think, or what you already know, but your message, you know, when you lose one like that, right, you gotta scratch it from the surface, you got to let it go. But what's your message heading into this week? Because you just talked about the bye, and I agree with you. That's a big deal to head into the bye with a dub.
You know, it's not just the bye, but it's getting the dub. It's the biggest deal, right? Because why is this the most important game? Because it's the next game, right? That's the mentality. And the whole deal about the last game of scrubbing it is just like you can't let one team beat you twice, right? You got to come out that thing and ready to go. You got to be ready to all guns firing and all cylinders up. Everybody's ready out. And that's where we're at. And like, process, you got to trust it. The preparation that we're going through, go get this win, and then we'll be able to enjoy next week. I'll get a chance to talk to you. Great. Yeah,
let's do it. Coach Rob, appreciate you, man. Thank you for stopping by. I was going to ask you, and we'll get into this, but I'm curious to know, Mike and I are talking about trends around the league and like what may surprise you. We'll ask you when we come back next time we get a chance to talk to you, because we're seeing things around the league. We know it's a copycat league. But
give
like,
me an example, man.
Well, for example, like you're seeing things with tight ends, all right, with the usage of tight ends and how much that's – like evolved over the years. And you know, probably when you got into this, tight ends were mostly blocking guys. Now you see just difference makers, right, across the league. And it's just, I'm curious to know what you think when you watch stuff, you talk to other coaches, and like the trends that you're seeing around the league and how that sets the league in one way or the other.
It's funny, you said it right at the back, though. It's copycat league, right?
Yep.
We've seen the success between Gronk and Aaron Hernandez, and people copycatted that. They were running a bunch of 12. Then then you see all the success with the tight ends, and then we had a National Tight End Day. You got Travis Kelce. You got all these kind of guys
that
make these plays. And now tight ends are all over the place making a bunch of big plays. They're number one receivers. They're part of the We Are People Too club, right? And and at some point, it's going to be a fullback league. Who knows?
I'm going to wait on that. Thanks,
man. That's Coach Rock. Get him up there to Mile High, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.